So I told you the other day, expect no apologies from this human pile of slime, Adam Schiff, a guy who lied to you for years, abused the FBI, the DOJ, his own powers to make up a fake story about Trump. Here he is, shockingly doing media rounds again with the a-hole media left who just loves this stuff. Apologies. They want more of this. Here's Adam Schiff here saying, that John Durham. Keep in mind, Adam Schiff's the one who got exposed. He blames John Durham for it. Check this out. Folks, this is our generation's fight. I just saw somebody in the chat say, Dan, it seems like you're touching a hot stove over and over again. I am, folks. Why do I do this? Why do I keep bringing this stuff up? There's certainly not a paucity of content. I mean, look, we got two pages full of stuff today. You need to be reminded every single day, every day we can, that the fight now is good and evil. It's not conservative versus Democrat. It's not conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, communist versus, libertarian. That's not what's going on here. It may manifest itself this way. But ladies and gentlemen, this is a Manichaean good versus evil fight. The people you're fighting against, like Adam Schiff, I'm telling you, these people would physically hurt you if they could. I wrote that in my book, that exact line. These are the kind of people throughout human history, the evidence is crystal clear, they would hurt you if they could. They want your rights taken away. Your big R God-given rights. Your right to spend your money. Your right to pray. Your right to speak in public. They have attacked every one of these. Your right to assemble. Your right to your own body sovereignty. They would physically hurt you. If it came out tomorrow that this vaccine was killing 10% of Americans, it's not, but say it was. I don't know the exact data on what's going to happen longitudinally. It was. They would still defend it if they think it would help them get elected. Absolutely. Think about this. This guy just got busted in the biggest political scandal of all time. And what is he doing? He's attacking the messenger on a major cable news channel as they celebrate this life loser. You know, even Charles Cook, who's a pretty down the center Republican, guy certainly not known for hysterics. He wrote an interesting piece I put up at my Bongino.com/newsletter in the newsletter today. Check it out, subscribe. I haven't told you about that in a while. The newsletter has the best pieces of the day in it. It's free, of course, and we don't spam your inbox. How can anyone take these people seriously again? It's a great piece by Cook. Rachel Maddow, all the PP tape hoaxers. How can anyone take them seriously again? The point is, they don't care if you take them seriously or not. They were in on the scam. They don't give a damn what you think about them. They don't care. Tyrants care about hierarchy. They don't care if you point out their hypocrisy. It doesn't matter. Never forget the example I told you. The Cuban socialists, when they killed all those people and they put them up against the wall, La Pared, you can look it up. I mean, Spanish isn't very good. Sorry about the accent, but look it up. La Pared, P-A-R-E-D, Cuba. You can read the stories. You think they cared that they looked hypocritical, feeding themselves like fat slobs with food while they're starving the rest of the population under socialist rules and killing anyone who spoke out? That makes us look hypocritical. They don't care, man. Either does Adam Schiff. He doesn't give a damn. And either does the media. You believe this article? Jonathan Weissman. You want to sit here in disbelief with your head in your hands. The New York Times, which is never a serious newspaper, they covered up in decades ago with Durante, covered up massive crimes by the Soviet Union. The New York Times is complicit, the newspaper, in one of humanity's greatest crimes, the starvation of Ukraine by the Soviet Union. The New York Times was complicit in that. They are also complicit now in the biggest political scandal of our time. The Durham Report offered few conclusions. The right drew its own. This is the conservatives pounce, Republicans pounce article. This is stunning, this headline. It's not just stunning because of the audacity of the Durham Report, which exposed the FBI hiding exculpatory evidence, opening up cases with no evidence. I mean, damning conclusions, even for a moron like Jonathan Weissman at the New York Times. A total life loser and a complete a-hole for putting his name on this thing, obviously. An embarrassment again to his family, his kids, and his neighbors, right? He's proud of this piece. He's doing his job. He's cleaning up for basically socialist tyrants who will do anything to aggregate power with fangs dripping with the freedom blood of others. These people are disgusting. They offer the right drew its own. New York Times, coming from the paper, the New York Times, just so we're crystal clear, that drew a bunch of conclusions about collusion with Russia from a fake dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton that was never, not a single piece of it was ever substantiated. You have got to be kidding me. Folks, and of course, nothing's complete. Nothing's complete without the media, people like Adam Schiff, MSNBC. Nothing's complete on the left in covering up corruption, covering up the aggregation of power at your expense without the fact checkers.